Gilgamesh cried out. "What are you saying, tavern keeper? My heart is sick for my friend who died. What can your words mean when my heart is sick for Enkidu who died? Show me the road to Utnapishtim. I will cross the vast ocean if I can. If not, I will roam the wilderness in my grief." Shiduri said, "Never has there been a path across the vast ocean, nor has there ever been any human who was able to cross it. Only brave Shamash, as he climbs the sky, can cross the vast ocean. Who else can do it? The crossing is harsh, the danger is great, and midway lie the waters of death, whose touch kills instantly. Even if you manage to sail that distance, what will you do when you reach the waters of death? The one man who can help you is Ushanabi, Utnapishtim's boatman. He is trimming pine branches down in the forest, and he has the stone men with him. Go to him, ask. If he says yes, you can cross the vast ocean. If he says no, you will have to turn back." At these words, Gilgamesh gripped his axe, drew his knife, and crept down toward them. When he was close, he fell upon them like an arrow. His battle cry rang through the forest. Ushanabi saw the bright knife, saw the axe flash, and he stood there, dazed. Fear gripped the stone men who crewed the boat. Gilgamesh smashed them to pieces, then threw them into the sea. They sank in the water. Gilgamesh came back and stood before him. Ushanabi stared. Then he said, "Who are you? Tell me, what is your name?" "I am Ushanabi, the servant of Utnapishtim, the distant one." "Gilgamesh is my name," he answered. "I am the king of great walled Uruk. I have traveled here across the high mountains. I have traveled here on the hidden road through the underworld, where the sun comes forth. Show me the way to Utnapishtim." Ushanabi said, "Your own hands have prevented the crossing, since in your fury you have smashed the stone men who crewed my boat and could not be injured by the waters of death. But don't despair. There is one more way we can cross the vast ocean. Take your axe. Cut down 300 punting poles, each 100 feet long. Strip them, make grips, and bring them to me. I will wait for you here." Gilgamesh went deep into the forest. He cut down 300 punting poles, each 100 feet long. He stripped them, made grips, and brought them to Ushanabi the boatman. They boarded the boat and sailed away. They sailed without stopping for 3 days and nights, a 6 weeks' journey for ordinary men, until they reached the waters of death. Ushanabi said, "Now be careful. Take up the first pole, push us forward, and do not touch the waters of death. When you come to the end of the first pole, drop it. Take up a second and a third one until you come to the end of the 300th pole, and the waters of death are well behind us." When all 300 poles had been used, Gilgamesh took Ushanabi's robe. He held it as a sail with both arms extended, and the little boat moved on toward the shore. Alone on the shore stood Utnapishtim, wondering as he watched them approach. "Where are the stone men who crew the boat? Why is there a stranger on board? I have never seen him. Who can he be?" Gilgamesh landed. When he saw the old man, he said to him, "Tell me, where can I find Utnapishtim, who joined the assembly of the gods and was granted eternal life?" Utnapishtim said, "Why are your cheeks so hollow? Why is your face so ravaged, frost-chilled, and burnt by the desert sun? Why is there so much grief in your heart? Why are you worn out and ready to collapse like someone who has been on a long, hard journey?"